Today is the litany of the Divine Mercy. It's February 12th, 1937. The love of God is a flower, mercy the fruit. Let a doubting soul read these considerations on Divine Mercy and become trusting. Divine Mercy, gushing forth from the bosom of the Father, I trust in you. Divine Mercy, greatest attribute of God, I trust in you. Divine Mercy, incomprehensible mystery, I trust in you. Divine Mercy, font gushing forth from the mystery of the Most Blessed Trinity, I trust in you. Divine Mercy, unfathomed by any intellect, human or angelic, I trust in you. Divine Mercy, from which wells forth all life and happiness, I trust in you. Divine Mercy, better than the heavens, I trust in you. Divine Mercy, source of miracles and wonders, I trust in you. Divine Mercy, encompassing the whole universe, I trust in you. Divine Mercy, descending to earth in the person of the incarnate Word,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, which floats out from the open wound of the heart of Jesus, Divine Mercy, enclosed in the heart of Jesus for us, and especially for sinners.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, unfathomed in the institution of the Sacred Host.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, in the founding of the Holy Church.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, in the sacrament of Holy Baptism.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, in our justification through Jesus Christ,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, accompanying us through our whole life,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, embracing us especially at the hour of death,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, endowed us with immortal life,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, accompanying us every moment of our life,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, shielding us from the fire of hell.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, in the conversion of hardened sinners.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, astonishment for angels, incomprehensible to saints.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, unfathomed in the mysteries of God.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, lifting us out of every misery.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, source of our happiness and joy.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, in calling us forth from nothingness to existence.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, embracing us all the works of His hands.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, crown of the God's handiwork.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, in which we are all immersed.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, sweet relief for anguished hearts.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, only hope of despairing souls.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, repose of hearts, peace amidst fear.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, delight in ecstasy of holy souls.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, inspiring hope against all hope.
I trust in you.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. O incomprehensible and limitless divine mercy, to extol and adore you worthily, who can? Supreme attribute of Almighty God, you are the sweet hope of sinful men. Into one hymn yourself unite stars, earth and sea. In one second accord, thankfully and fervently sing of the incomprehensible divine mercy. My Jesus, you see that your holy will is everything to me. It makes no difference to me what you do with me. You command me to set to work, and I begin calmly, although I know that I'm incapable of it. Through your representatives, you order me to wait, so I wait patiently. You fill my soul with enthusiasm, but you do not make it possible for me to act. You attract me to yourself in heaven, and you leave me in this world. Not yet, not arrived, it's always. You pour into my soul a great yearning for yourself, and you hide yourself from me. On the one hand, it come, and on the other hand, you don't see where. I'm dying of the desire to be united with you forever, and you do not let death come near me. O will of God, you are the nourishment and delight of my soul. When I submit to the holy will of my God, a deep peace floods my soul. So still the will of God is most important. No matter arriving or not arriving, got it or not got it, seeing it or not seeing it, attracting and don't see anything. It's annoying. Humanly speaking, it's annoying. Not arriving, but there, over there, but you don't see. She want to just this instant go to heaven, but cannot. Oh my Jesus, you do not give a reward for the successful performance of a work, but for the goodwill and the labor undertaking. So just reward to the goodwill and labor undertaking, not because you did beautifully and then you got the reward. Therefore, I am completely at peace, even if all my undertakings and effort should be thwarted or should come to naught. If I do all, that is in my power, the rest is not my business. And therefore, the greatest storms do not disturb the depths of my peace. The word of God dwells in my conscience. So whether successful or not successful, she's always in peace. That's more important. Many times we are conditioned by many things. If you are in good health, success in your work, then you feel, thank God. But if not, then you just wondering, don't know where to go. But for Faustina, no matter what, it's always His will. It's my rest. It's not, human speaking, it's not so restful. But that's the way. February 15, 1927. Today, my suffering increased somewhat. When she says somewhat, means very much. You know, pain she kept for herself. But you have to write it down. Just to share a little bit. I think it's very serious. I do not feel greater pain in all through my lungs, but also some strange pains in my intestines. If not the lung, then go to the intestines. Still it's painful. I'm suffering as much as my weak nature can bear. All for immortal souls to plead the mercy of God for poor sinners and to beg for strength for priests. So every little things she's offering for the need of the church. Oh, how much reverence I have for priests. And I'm asking Jesus, the high priest, to grant them many graces. Today, after Holy Communion, the Lord told me, my daughter, My delight is to unite myself with you. It is when you submit yourself to my will that you give me the greatest glory and draw down upon yourself a sea of blessings. I will not take such special delight in you if you were not living by my will. The response, oh my sweet guest, I am prepared for all sacrifices for your sake. But you know that I am weak, that I am weakness itself. Nevertheless, with you I can do all things. O my Jesus, I beseech you, be with me at each instant. To have Jesus by our side is more important. No matter pain or no pain, always keep Jesus in our hand. February 15, 1937. Today, I heard these words in my soul. Hosts pleasing to my Father, no, my daughter, that the entire Holy Trinity finds its special delight in you, because you live exclusively by the will of God. No sacrifice can compare with this. Completely. For us, the will of God very simple. I don't take it serious, so heavy. No. Just put down your other thoughts. Just one thought, one mind, one moment. Because you have a brain. You have too many minds, too many thinkings, and too many wishings, and too many hate. So everything is disturbing us. To do the will of God means every person moment, one mind, one heart, doing the will of God. No matter it's cooking, shopping, of course come to church also, pleasing God. But any other things, if that moment you do that things, brush the shoes, if it's the will of God, one mind, one heart, one desire, and that's give great glory to God. Many times we say, oh, when we come to church, I'm close to Jesus, I'm close to the Blessed Trinity, I'm close to Virgin Mary. Not this way. The will of God is not that way. Maybe all your life in the kitchen, that's your sanctity. Do it well, very well, for the love of God, and that's God watches it. And that's the point. After these words, the knowledge of God's will came to me. That is to say, I now see everything from a higher point of view and accept all events and things, pleasant and unpleasant, with love, as tokens of the Heavenly Father's special affection. Is someone against you? Thank you, Lord. The pure offering of my will burn on the altar of love. Then my sacrifice may be perfect. I united myself closely with the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. Together, that's important. You just stop cooking. Cooking is one thing. Cooking together with Jesus, offering all this pain, but with good intention to love, that's an act of love. When you cook better, the people eat better. No? And then it's not lack of love. Sure, that paid is no love. Even tasty. If with love, even less sugar, less salt, less oil, but you cook it with such kind of gentleness, even no taste or not so much taste, there's love transmit. Do you believe that? Sister, is it right? It's very difficult. When great sufferings will cause my nature to tremble, and my physical and spiritual strength will diminish, then will I hide myself deep in the open wounds of the heart of Jesus, silent as a dove. If the complaint, then all my desires, even the holiest, noblest, and most beautiful, take always the last place in the holy will, the very first. The least of my desires, O Lord, is more precious to me than heaven, with all its treasures. I know very well that people will not understand me. That is why my sacrifice will be purer in your eyes. The more people doesn't understand you, you create greater glory to God. If everybody say, how nice you are, you are a very holy person, you do everything in His will, how nice, you might have less recognition. But everybody is accusing you, why don't you work? You work the whole day, one mind, one heart, with people, and then still they criticize you. Why don't you? And then you say, and then but then that's a Faustina. When nobody understand, only. Some days ago, a certain person came to me and asked me to pray for her intention, as she had some urgent, important business. All of a sudden, I felt in my soul that this matter was not pleasing to God, and replied that I would not pray for this intention, but I would pray for you in general, I added. A few days later, this lady came back to me and thanked me for not having prayed for her intention, but rather for her, because she had been motivated by a spirit of revenge toward a certain person to whom she owed respect and veneration in virtue of the fourth commandment. Maybe the mother-in-law. Revenge. The Lord Jesus had changed her interior, and she herself allotted her guilt, but was, however, surprised that I had penetrated her secret. Today I received a letter from Father Sopoko, who sent me greetings for my feast day, February 15. His greetings gave me joy, but his poor health made me mad. I had known about this by interior intuition, but had not quite believed it. But it seems to me that if he himself wrote that this was so, then the other things about which he did not write are also true. And my interior knowledge has not deceived me. He requested me to underline all that I know does not come from me. That is to say, all that Jesus tells me, which I hear in my soul. He has already asked me to do this several times, but I did not have the time, and to tell the truth, I was in no hurry to do so. But how does he know that I have not done this? I was very surprised, but now I'm setting about this work with all my heart. Oh my Jesus, your representative's will is clearly your holy will, with the shadow of a doubt. February 16, 1937. Today, I entered a neighboring room by mistake, and so, for a while, I talked with the person who was there. When I returned to my own room, I thought about that person for a few moments. Then suddenly, Jesus stood by my side and said, "My daughter, what are you thinking about right now?" Without thinking, I snuggled close to his heart because I realized that I had been thinking too much about creatures. You understand? Her heart will always be close to Jesus. Even we after a visit and she stay in her room still putting all these things in her mind, occupying her time. Seems Jesus is teaching her, "What are you thinking?" That's not the present moment. Her present moment is in her room, not with that person. When she entered the room of that person, of course you have to pay attention to that person. But afterwards, you left, and you don't have to think so much. Many times we are disturbed many times, one thing for another, so we don't go to the second step, the will of God. You see, just a little difference. This morning, after completing my spiritual exercises, I began at once to crouch it. I sensed a stillness in my heart. I sensed that Jesus was resting in it. That deep and sweet consciousness of God's presence prompted me to say to the Lord, "O my Holy Trinity, dwelling in my heart, I beg you, grant the grace of conversion to as many souls as the stitches that I would make today with this crochet hook." Then I heard these words in my soul: "My daughter, too great are your demands. Jesus, you know that for you it's easy to grant much rather than a little. That is so. It is less difficult for me to grant so much rather than a little, but every conversion of a sinful soul demands sacrifice." She's asking all the graces for the person, it's true. But Jesus reminds her, you have to do sacrifice. Not just, yes, and then you sit down and let the grace come down. That means to say, Faustina have to suffer more for that person, not only ask grace for that person, no? "Well, Jesus, I offer you this wholehearted work of mine. This offering does not seem to me to be so too little for such a large number of souls. You know, Jesus, that for 30 years you were saving souls by just this kind of work. And since holy obedience forbids me to perform great penances and mortifications, therefore I ask you, Lord, accept these mere nothings stamped with the seal of obedience as great things." So obedience is her suffering. She would like to do all the sacrifices, but prohibited by his spiritual director or by the doctors. So she can't do much. But obedience, not to do much, is quite a lot. But obedience. Many times you thought, we do many things, and that's, I'm okay. But especially for those religious people, the woes of obedience. If the superior said, "You stop there, no go, you stay here. You have more merit than just go and work, you know." Then I heard a voice in my soul: "My dear daughter, I complied with your request." So whatever she asks, Jesus is always losing. Jesus is the one, okay, you are so much, okay, give you. But he's the teacher first. You have to do some sacrifice. No? I often see a certain person dear to God. The Lord has great love for him. Not only because he is striving to spread the veneration of God's mercy, but also because of the love he has for the Lord God. Although he does not always feel this love in his own heart, it's almost always in Gethsemane. However, this person is always pleasing to God, and his great patience will overcome all difficulties. Oh, if only the suffering soul knew how it is loved by God, it would die of joy and excess of happiness. If you know so much God loves us, you would die of this joyful experience. The same words from our Heavenly Mother in Medjugorje, once telling the people, if you know how much I love you, you'll cry with joy. You see, no matter Jesus or Heavenly Mother, they have the body and soul in heaven. No? How much they love, how much they care for us. If you know Jesus, he says, if you know how much I love you, you'll cry of joy. Someday, we'll know the value of suffering, but then we will no longer be able to suffer. The present moment is ours, so still we can suffer. February 17, 1937. This morning, during Holy Mass, I saw the suffering Jesus. His passion was imprinted on my body in an invisible manner, but less painfully. So the hand, the head, the feet, the side, she experienced the stigmata. Jesus looked at me and said, souls perish in spite of my bitter passion. I am giving them the last hope of salvation, that is the feast of divine mercy. If they will not adore my mercy, they will perish for all eternity. Secretary of my mercy, Faustina, writes, tell souls about this great mercy of mine, because the awful day, the day of my justice, is near. So God is merciful, but also God is just. If we just take it for granted and just doing all the stupid things, you cannot just ask God, oh, forgive me. You have to stop doing. You have to go repent. Today I heard in my soul these words, my daughter, it is time for you to take action. I am with you. Great persecutions and sufferings are in store for you. But be comforted by the thought that many souls will be saved and sanctified by this work. When I set to work at underlying the Lord's words and thus was going through everything in sequence, I reached the page where I had marked down Father Andre's advice and directions. I didn't know what to do, to underline or not to underline. And then I heard these words in my soul. Underline, because these words are mine. I've borrowed the lips of a friend of my heart in order to speak to you and reassure you. You are to observe these directions until your death. It would not please me at all if you were to disobey these directions. Know that it is I who have placed him between myself and your soul, a spiritual director. No? I'm doing this to set you at peace and so that you may not err. So sometimes you might doubt whether it's really from Jesus, from anywhere. No. Evil spirit can intercede many times. But Jesus placed these words also in a spiritual director. So it's a more concrete Jesus' words. Since I placed you in this priest's special care, you are thus exempted from giving a detailed account to your superiors concerning my relationship with you. In all other matters, be as a child with your superiors. But whatever I do in the depths of your soul is to be told with all frankness only to the priest. So she is not responsible to the superior, because the superior asks, why you say this? So this is not your concern. Whatever I talk to you, I'm with you, you don't have to say every in detail, because all the details going to the spiritual director. So he takes the responsibility, not you. You know, you can imagine so much how much she suffered. Anyway, it's so nice, isn't it, today? The meditation, that's in Jesus' last will, is that we are all listening and believing his divine mercy, the last call. And whatever we do, that's what in the first pages we say, whatever important, more important is to do the will of God. One mind, one heart, the heart of Jesus, do everything. Whatever you do to the least, you do to me. So with the heart of Jesus, serving the heart, serving Jesus in every person. That's all. Don't think so many other things. You know, Faustina went to his bed, went to his room, and thinking about, and just, what are you thinking about? She's not distracting you. So in a certain sense, she's caring for the person, because the person is sick, and then she thinks so much things, and then da-da-da. But Jesus still come in. So many times we are distracted. Huh? So much good that Jesus come to us. What are you thinking about? What are you doing now? In the Mass, your soul is going back to the Philippines. Think about the typhoon. Maybe your parents.
Yes, it happens.
Sorry?
It happens like that.
Yeah, it happened. I know. Especially the place where you're coming from. You know, it's still after 1 year. It's not yet completely, you know, rebuilt. There's another city coming.
A lot of worries.
Yeah, I know. But it's more important, the will of God for you right this moment, not to think about so much in the Philippines. The will of God is to think here, in this house, in this person, now in this church, in this chapel, in this hearing me, watching me, one mind, one heart. Don't think so much about other things. When the next moment you do other things, you do that with that intention. It's not easy. Eh? Jesus come to teach us, you know, these little things. It's heartening. You know, let us enjoy our life. Today is the Sunday of joy, right? Joy means together with Jesus, offer your life for the world. This is our joy. Not because I have no pain. So Faustina, he got the pain of the stick with her. You know, she suffered so much misunderstanding from all the peoples. No, nobody understand her. Nobody appreciate her by that time. Among women, she's not very blessed. So jealousy, all these things comes in. Especially in a religious congregation, it's worse because they're enclosed to certain people. You can go away from this room to another room, but for the religious people, they cannot. So you remember once this experience of Teresa of Lisieux. Once on the corridor, she met a nun coming up towards her. She wanted to find another room to go inside and avoid her, because she's okay to everybody, but that sister is a little bit, you know, she doesn't want to encounter that person. But finally, she told the Lord, I have to love, no? So she directly go to the room. But you know, that's our mortification, this is our sanity. Joy. Joy doesn't mean no one against you. Joy means, how nice, God bless you.